Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, you know, and if you're a police officer family, if you've done ride-alongs as I have, how tense it can be for everybody, particularly at night. Maybe the officer is alone. Maybe there's more than one person in the car. Maybe there's tinted windows. You know, all those things. And there's some possible minor traffic violation of one sort or another. Maybe. And the officer pulls you over. Now, you know, my information right now, but it's not going to be for long, is in the glove box. You got to be engaging in that. Maybe there is a better idea, given the times we live in, given this antagonism. So I understand it. Our guest, who was one of the people who put this together, along with the Coatesville Police Department that I met yesterday, they were kind of field testing this to see how people felt about it, has come up with one of those great small inventions. Definition, inventions that there's a niche there for the marketplace, and they don't require necessarily elaborate things to put it together, but it's genius, and it aids us in a time of need. Joining us to talk about the Not Reaching, I said no, it's Not Reaching campaign, because it's not just something you can buy, but something you can help so that police departments are giving out, is Wayne Carter. He's the husband of the inventor of the Not Reaching device on Talk Radio 1210. Wayne, Mr. Carter, welcome. Yes. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I just by happenstance was over. You came in a little bit later. I met the sergeant, I guess he was, of the Coatesville Police Department, where you guys were trying this out. Tell us what the concept is and what is the device.
Okay, the concept is it's a little pouch which has a magnet on it, which also part of the magnet hooks onto your vent on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pouch then attaches to that magnet on your vent. So it's easy to come off and on, you know, to take right off and on, you know, if needed. So that's pretty much what it is. It's something like it's really simple, but, you know, we were trying to come up with a way of what can we do to make a difference or to make it better or make it easier, you know, than to be going into your glove compartment or digging in your console, looking and reaching. Because, I mean, mine was in my glove compartment at one time, but I didn't know where it was at in there because it just gets so junked up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. We all have that problem. It's a great small invention, and we'll give the website. And I saw you and your wife saying it's not just buying this, but that you'd like people to fund this so that police departments in Coatesville kind of field tested this, I guess, and gave a tremendous approval, because we're all trying to avoid the tension that is in these car stops.
Right. And that's the key thing, you know, because we don't want to look and blame officers or blame the motorists. So, you know, that now that we are at that point in you know, in this time, you know, what can we do? You know, instead of pushing blame and pointing fingers, let's try to do something to help it.
It is amazing that you and your wife have done this, because it is, again, something where, you know, it took a little bit, I'm sure, to get it exactly right. I heard you say, too, and I think you're right, becomes second nature. You don't want to leave it in there, but it becomes second nature to take it and put it in the box that's in most cars right next to the driver now, and then take it out the next day and put it in. It's second nature.
Right. It's like getting used to using your seatbelt.
Yes.
You know, we had to all get used to using our seatbelt, you know, at one time. So, you know, it's just getting used to. You have to just, you know, train yourself to do it, you know. And that's the process that me and my wife has gotten to now, you know, that, you know, we know where to when to take it out and where to put it, you know, at times. So, you know, and that was a thing too, where people were like, well, I don't want to leave my information there. Well,
right.
It comes right off for you to return right back into your console, pull it out.
Exactly.
When you're in your car, you know, and start the move, you know, and, you know, just like you mentioned, you know, we want to be able to donate these to all townships and cities, you know, to the police stations, you know, to give out, you know, so that's why we're looking for donations. You can also buy them too.
Mm-hmm.
So also buying them is also helping us continue to produce them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So then we're able to give them out. You
exactly
know?
Right.
So, yeah.
This is an idea whose time has come. Now, Wayne, where do people go then to see this and then to either contribute or buy it themselves?
Okay, you can go onto our website. It's www.notreaching.com.
Notreaching.com. Now,
yes.
You told a pretty moving story yourself, too, that mm-hmm. you pulled over to reset your GPS and mm-hmm. a cop, you were in the Washington area, you didn't turn mm-hmm. your lights back on, and as a result, you were pulled over, it's dark, you're in an unfamiliar place. We've all
yes.
been there with that, but particularly mm-hmm. along racial lines, let's face it, there is mm-hmm. tension that's built up tremendously.
Right,
you guys
right.
are doing a great service to try to lessen that and to maybe save lives.
Right, right. And that's our goal. I mean, you know, what we're doing, if we save one life, we feel good about what we tried, you know, and that's all it is. I mean, because I think sometimes we just see so many people that just continue to point fingers or blame this or blame
mm-hmm.
that. Okay, well, what can we do to make it better? And that's part of me and my wife's model. You know what I mean? You know, even when we sit and we watch TV and we see certain things, this is how this came up. You know, we're sitting there and we're watching it, you know, like about a year ago, the shootings that are going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can just sit there and continue to be like, well, it's this fault, it's that fault, you know, but now that we're here, what can we do to make it better? How can we change?
I couldn't commend it more. Notreaching.com, notreaching.com. We'll keep this and we'll remind people of it. Wayne, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you today.
Hey, I thank you guys a lot. I appreciate you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.